Praise God. To God be the glory for all the great things he has done, for all the great things he continues to do in the life of his people. I just want to welcome you to the broadcast today. Dr. Tim Tuden, the founder and pastor of Harvest Christian Ministries in Baltimore County, Maryland. Wherever you are today, whatever time zone you're in, whatever country you're in, we just welcome you today because we know that God is good. I just want you to let you know to call your friends or text them, let them know the broadcast is coming on. We want to be a blessing to you. We've been thinking about you all week and lifting you in prayer. There's no God like our God. Amen. So we ask that you might certainly just come on and join us in. That's one thing about this medium. We could communicate with each other, and the gospel is not held up. It continues to go forth. Amen. Well, God bless you. God bless you. Wherever you are today, maybe it's a sunny day, maybe it's raining, but this is the day the Lord has made. Again, we welcome you. Harvest is a non-traditional church with traditional values, and I think we have some of the finest people anywhere. Can I just brag about them for a moment? And I'm sure as a pastor, you feel the same way as a member. You think and you believe that your church is the best. You want to do that. Amen. Well, there's a word from the Lord today. We've certainly been in prayer all week about a word that might encourage your heart. Even now, get your Bibles, get your tablets, bring them and look in the Gospel of John. In the Gospel of John, it says Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, there in the Gospels. If you would find that now, get your Bibles and also take time to find that particular word. And we want to read it with you. We have it on the screen as well. It's the Gospel of John, the 10th chapter, verses 27 and 28. When you found it, you can say amen by giving me a like or a smiley face. I want you to follow along with me as we preach the Word of God. I want you to follow. Amen. If you found it, John 10, 27, 28. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life. And they shall never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. I want to preach today from the sermonic title, Stay Tuned. Stay Tuned. We're watching more television now than we have ever watched before. The pandemic have many of us at home. And in fact, a global marketing firm called Nielsen said that we're watching 60% more television now than we did the same time a year ago. And when it comes to cable, the numbers are even higher. I can hear some of the old saints say, you are glued to the tube. And then on average, many of us have 3, 4, 5 televisions in our home and not as many people. But it's not just that when it comes to the internet, we're also spending a lot of time by way of our jobs, our businesses, or many of us just need to be able to chat and to text, and that's all well. But I want to say to you this morning that it's important that we tune into Heaven's channel. Amen. God is on the air. God is always live. He's speaking to his people. He's been speaking since the beginning of time, and he speaks by way of his holy word, the Bible. He speaks by way of the Holy Spirit that inspired mankind. Amen. And that becomes so important. He speaks through circumstances. Amen. I mean, with many of us, God has gotten our attention like never before. Our ears have certainly been opened to hear what the Lord is saying to us. In our text today, it is the Gospel of John. And gospel simply means good news. And don't we need some good news? This is written by an early disciple of Jesus Christ, John. In fact, the Bible talks about him being the disciple that Jesus loved. He was the youngest in the bunch. John was the one who was right there at the cross during the crucifixion. He was one who writes about Jesus. He's one who captures what is so important in our text today. And he really looks at how Jesus taught. He taught in parables. Isn't it great you can find ways to make a point, a life focus, to make sure that people understand it? And a parable is an earthly story with a heavenly meaning. Amen? And what he would use in this teaching method, he would look around him and find things that people could adapt to. In this case, a farming community. There were shepherds and there were sheep. If he were to want it today to reach this culture, he could do it many other ways. Amen? And so he used something that was familiar to his hearers. Shepherds would herd their sheep. They would fight off lions. They would fight off animals so that persons would be safe. And so when you think about it, Jesus is the good shepherd, and we are the sheep. You follow me now? That even though we are called sheep, and even though he's called the shepherd, it was so he could connect to persons in his own community. Amen? So I want to talk about this morning the benefits of staying tuned and hearing the voice of God. How important is that? It is so important that we hear and listen to the voice of God. First of all, I think we need to have some spiritual discernment. Discernment is so important. Verse 27 says, "My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me." Now, discernment is wisdom. It is insight that goes beyond what is seen or heard. Discernment is not your gut feeling. We've all said that. My gut tells me I need to do this. Well, a gut feeling will only take you so far. My intuition told me I need to do this. We got to rely on hearing the voice of God. That becomes so important. He says, "My sheep." That means that those sheep belong to him. That means that those of us who trust in Christ, we belong to him. We're not following some other shepherd. Amen. We're following the Lord Jesus Christ. And how important is it for us to hear his voice, to be tuned? I laugh now, but I can remember my father coming on the porch, Jim Tootin. He would say, "Timmy." And I knew that there was no other Timmy on the street playing ball. But what I knew that was important is that he would call my name and I could recognize his voice. Now, there were other fathers and mothers calling their sons and daughters to come in. But when I heard that voice, it meant something. We got to discern the voice of Jesus Christ. There's so many other voices. Who has your ear today? Who are you listening to? What are you listening to? And sometimes what we want to hear is something that would tickle our ear, but it's not helpful. James 1:19 says, "We ought to be swift to hear and slow to speak." Sometimes we have selective hearing. Did you hear me? Sometimes we hear what we want to hear, but the word of God is true. We need to have our spiritual ears on. And what we want to hear is what God is saying to us. And everything is right in his text. I love Romans 10:17. "So then faith comes by hearing," there it is again, "and hearing by the word of God." You can't really hear from the Lord without the word. Folk may tell you old stories and they'll give you testimonies, but until you begin to open the word of God and begin to hear what he's saying, it's so important to stay tuned. He says, "My sheep, they follow me." Amen. And what was so important about this is that there were a lot of sheep and a lot of shepherds, but that particular sheep had his ears trained to hear from the shepherd, and in turn, he would follow. Matthew 6:24 says, "Whoever wants to be my disciple, my follower, must deny themselves, take up their cross, and follow me." There's a need for discernment, getting through all the static about what the world is saying. We got to stay tuned, but not just discernment. We must know that there's also an arrangement. The first part of verse number 28 in John 10 says, "I give them," that is the sheep, "eternal life, and they shall never perish. He gives them. He's the one who gives life. It is personal. People can give us a lot of things, but they are not things that will give us eternal life. They may be material. They may fancy us, but he gives something that no one else can give us, and that is life forever. Amen. Can you imagine that? That beyond this life, that there's a place that he's promised for us. That becomes so key and why it is so important for us to hear and to follow. You know, our parents tell us, be careful who you hang with and be careful who you follow and be careful who you are obeying. And this promise about eternal life, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. In other words, there's a new address beyond where you and I are living in the physical, even now. I grew up on Martin Street. That was my street, Martin Street in Live Oak, Florida. But John 14:2 says, in my Father's house, there are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you that you will be also. Amen. That's so key, knowing that he's already taking care of the itinerary, already taking care of the arrangements. And that's why it's so important to stay tuned and to have a voice for the Lord. I can't say that enough, is that there's so many things that we hear that sound right. They seem to make sense, but do they line up with that Bible verse you learn? Do they line up with what you have been taught in Sunday school? Yeah, Sunday school, old back, throwback. Sunday school ought to happen right now in our homes. But there's an arrangement that my sheep will follow me. They know where I'm going. Jesus told his early disciples, follow me and I will make you fishers of men. They're along the Sea of Galilee. They drop their nets and they what's keeping you from following the Lord today? Stay tuned in. There's an arrangement he's laid out and there's discernment, but there's also commitment. The latter part of verse 28 says, no one will snatch them out of my hand. This is a foundational passage. Once saved, always saved. Amen. Jesus makes a commitment to those he know and those who listen to him and those who follow him. And there is security. Shepherds protected their sheep. They would lay at the gate to make sure that no one came in. Don't you know that the Lord Jesus Christ has committed to us, I'll be with you always, even to the end of the earth, that there is protection. No one will snatch. A snatch is an old school word. When you snatch something, no one will snatch you out of my hand. And when you're in the hand of Jesus, when you've given your life to him, that no one can snatch you out. Amen? That's good news. And the number one snatcher is the devil himself. He'll try to discourage you, make you think that you are not saved, make you think that you are nobody, make you think that you've got to do some alternative things. Don't listen to that rascal. Trouble will try and snatch you out of the hands of, but there's the word. There's a commitment. It can't happen once you commit to him. John 10:10, the thief cometh not but to do what? To steal and to kill and to destroy. But I have come that you might have life and you might have it more abundantly. Life ought to be just running over for you. Amen. You might be in the house, but you still got life. You might not be able to do things that you thought were important, but you know that he's there. That's why David said in the 23rd Psalm, the Lord is my shepherd. There it is again. I shall not want. And David knew he was a shepherd boy. You know his story. Out there guarding his father's sheep, and the Lord was with him. He is with us. We've got to stay tuned to Heaven's Channel. Stay tuned from the messages coming from the cross. Take our cue from Calvary. This signal will never fade. I think about my first radio job, and I was an excited somebody. WNER. Radio 1250, Live Oak, Florida. Man, I thought I was the man in town. But once you cross the city limits, that signal would start to fade. And all of a sudden you would hear some of Tim tooting, but not all of him. Amen. And you got to be careful that when you are tuning in to the Lord, that signal is always working. It's always strong. It's always a listening ear. You got to be in a position to have a spiritual ear to hear what thus said the Lord. I love the old hymns. I heard the voice of Jesus say, come unto me and rest. Lay down thy weary one. Lay down thy soul and thy head upon my breast. I came to Jesus. You remember that day you came to Jesus? Just the way you were, weary, worn, and sad. And I found in him a resting place, and he's made me glad. I was sad before. We were some sad somebodies. But thank God for Jesus. He has made us glad. He has renewed us in him. And I'm glad that I've made Jesus my choice. Are you glad today that you made him your choice? In fact, he chose you. Oh, look at that. You didn't choose him. He saw your condition and chose you. He saw how you were messing up and chose you. He opened your ears and your mind that you might know what thus saith the Lord. And I'm glad about that today. That thank God I didn't keep changing the channel. Thank God I didn't keep moving around. Thank God I didn't have a remote control. And every now and then we'll get off heaven's channel. But go back to that which has made the difference in you. You ought to just stay tuned. Yeah. This just in. Breaking news. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, forevermore. Can I get excited on this? That you got to stay tuned in. Amen. The world has given you so many mixed messages, but stay tuned to the word of God. It's a choice. Joy, a choice. Love, a choice. Peace, a choice. Jesus went to that cross. That was a choice. He did it for you and for me. Why? He was staying tuned to his Father. Amen. He would get up early in the morning so he could do what? Could get the right channel. The enemy is always speaking, but you make sure that you've got the right channel to hear the voice of Jesus Christ. Let's have a word of prayer now. Father, we come in the name of Jesus. And there's so many voices speaking, so much interference, but I pray in the name of Jesus that your people might hear your voice. Amen. That they may hear your voice. I thank you even now, God, that there are those who may come into this broadcast who have not heard the voice of Jesus. But the Bible says, if you shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Don't you touch that dial. Amen. Because the Lord has something to say to you through his word today. That's so, so important. Amen. And as I think about the course of how we can stay connected, I want to thank you certainly for all that you do by way of tithes and offering, by giving online. So many churches don't have people in the buildings and they have other responsibilities. But I thank you first and foremost for what you're doing for the body of Christ, be it by way of P.O. Box, et cetera. You can find that on our link. And then also you can find updates. You can find out what's happening in the life of Harvest Christian Ministries. And that becomes so key. We appreciate you. And of course, I would love to hear from you. So what does that mean? Hit me up at contact@harvest.org. Let us know how you're enjoying the broadcast. Let us know that you're tuning in. And of course, if you go to our website, cometoharvest.org, you'll find our prayer wall as you download our app. There's so many ways we want to connect with you today. Amen. And they want to remind you or let you know that on this Wednesday, we're going to do something a little different. We're going to go live on Wednesday at 8:00 by way of Facebook Live, by way of streaming. I want to talk about mothers. Amen. I want to talk about some of the things, some of the stories that mother said to you and that mother continues to share with you and things that you've taken from your generation and that you're passing along. So we're going to get a jump on Mother's Day. We're not going to wait until Mother's Day. That's Wednesday, 8 p.m., same time, same station. It's been a pleasure being with you today, and I pray that your day is blessed in the Lord. No matter what you're going through, know that God is with you. Amen. We thank God on behalf of the staff here at Harvest Christian Ministries and Studio A. I thank everyone that makes this broadcast possible from top to bottom. Amen. I thank God for this team. Until we meet again, have a blessed and wonderful day in the Lord all across the nation. We thank you. All over the world, we thank you for taking time just to get into the Word of God with us. I've enjoyed it, and I pray you have a blessed day.